This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Sure is a lot of juicy material for an actor. In Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire. Sex, booze, class, betrayal, all set in the seething French Quarter of 1940s New Orleans. A new revival has added another set of layers to the play. A multiracial Broadway production of Streetcar will open on Broadway tomorrow night, starring Blair Underwood, in one of the most iconic roles in American theater, Stanley Kowalski. Blair Underwood joins us from NPR Studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. So great to talk with you.
Quite a way to make your Broadway debut as Stanley, isn't it?
It is indeed. Although I started being on stage when I was 15 years old, and every opportunity I have, I get back to the theater, but never at this address on the Broadway stage.
So how do you play Stanley as an African-American man in 1940s New Orleans?
How I play Stanley is how I wake up every day as an African-American man. I start with my heart. I start with my humanity. I start with my soul. The script is exactly what Tennessee Williams wrote, and it's astounding how it resonates in a unique way coming from actors who have a certain cultural alignment. There are very minor things. I mean, you mentioned Stanley Kowalski. We got the permission from the Tennessee Williams estate to just not use the last name Kowalski because obviously I'm not Polish. Mm-hmm. And then one other reference where Stanley and Stella go out to a restaurant called Galatoire's in Tennessee Williams' script. Well, Galatoire's in the 1940s was a segregated restaurant. So we changed that to a place called Dookie Chase, which was a famous restaurant then in the 40s and is still in existence today that was integrated.
How do you handle the divided nature in Stanley? On the one hand, he's electric and magnetic and lovable. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he's abusive and even cruel.
I see him very much as a man-child. The child I see as a very petulant, kind of spoiled brat who wants what he wants, when he wants it, and how he wants it. And the man side is the aspects and the characteristics most people think of and point to, and that's the brutality and the animalistic side of him.
Not once did you put wool over this boy's eyes. You come in here and you sprinkle the place with powder and spray perfume and cover the light bulb with a paper lantern, and lo and behold, the place is turning into Egypt, and you are the queen of the Nile sitting on your throne and swilling down my liquor.
It's exciting to put that cloak on every day, that cloak that is Stanley.
At the heart of the story, of course, is Blanche DuBois from Laurel, Mississippi, arrives to visit her sister in New Orleans. The DuBois were once people of means, but no more.
Yes.
And I was fascinated to read you kind of made a discovery in your own family history that brings you a little closer to the story.
Yes, I'm so glad you asked that. I recently did a show for NBC called Who Do You Think You Are? And it's a show where you trace your ancestors. And what I learned in my own family was that my four times great-grandfather, Samuel Scott, was a free person of color in the early 1800s, Virginia South, who owned 200 acres of land. But in this story, it is wholly consistent to have the DuBois sisters be free people of color. Now, the free people of color were more probably prominent in the New Orleans South, in Louisiana. But it's fascinating because with an African-American cast, if you know the South, you know that it's authentic and historically accurate. We've just never seen it this way on Broadway. And I did want to mention, you know, Tennessee Williams sanctioned many productions of color throughout the years. I mean, the earliest production of color with an African-American cast was 1955 in Los Angeles, starring James Edwards. And Tennessee Williams sanctioned that then. And he and his estate later have done just that all over the country for all of these years. But this happens to be the first time it's ever been done on Broadway.
So he didn't think it was any kind of a casting gimmick. He thought it had a resonance in the story.
No, and that's what's exciting because he knew the French Quarter. If you know New Orleans, you know it's such a gumbo of all cultures, French and the Spanish and the African and, you know, that whole European influence and Caribbean influence. It's one of my favorite places on the planet.
When you play Stanley, you have to utter what might be the most famous one-word cry from the heart in American theater.
Hey, Stella!
It's a precarious area to step into because you're right. It is one of the most iconic moments, not only in film, but on the stage, in the Broadway stage. So it is a cry from the heart. And as long as it's connected to that desperation and the depth of pain and loss in that moment and fear, because, you know, this happens right after he's beaten his wife Stella, who is pregnant, and she walks out on him, and you can gather that it's more than likely happened before. And there's probably a conversation in the backstory where she said, if it happens again, I'm leaving you. So that heightens the stakes in terms of his desperate cry from the heart.
Stella! Stella!
My job is to make it as honest and as grounded as possible, and the audience will bring what they bring to it. So you just have to do, you know, commit and let the comparison and the chips fall where they may.
When a performance is over at night, do you like Stanley?
I do. I love this guy. You know, so much of his acting out is because of his happy life that he had with his wife Stella, that is altered and obliterated when his sister-in-law, Blanche DuBois, comes to live with them. So there is a certain inherent understanding of, well, I kind of see how he'd be upset. So that said, I do love Stanley because I see his flaws and I see how he wants to make it right.
Blair Underwood is Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire. It opens tomorrow night at the Broadhurst Theater in New York and is scheduled at the Broadhurst Theater on Broadway and is scheduled to run through July 22nd. Mr. Underwood, thanks so much.
Oh, Scott, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the time.